Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Financial services company SEI is opening its biggest European office near Harcourt Street and more than doubling its staff here. The company said it picked Dublin for staff retention purposes. SEI specialises in areas including investment processing, operations and asset management. And Brian Astheimer is the head of SEI's investment managers business for Europe. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, how you doing, Joe?
Not too bad, Brian. Can you explain what SEI does?
Sure. So we're a North American-based company. We're a financial services company that provides technology, operations, and asset management solutions to really a number of different markets, primarily investment managers, wealth firms, and then large asset allocators. We have offices around the world, but our largest office outside of North America is in Dublin, Ireland. We've been here for 29 years, and it's been a really, a great experience, with the office here. And we've been, aggressively growing here in the last, I'd say, 5 to 7 years since our business really launched in Europe.
Yeah, I see that you're hoping to grow your staff numbers by 125%. Now, you said that you chose Dublin for your European headquarters to retain staff. Tell us more about the thinking in that.
Yeah, so I think we have found that there's a great talent pool from the university system in Ireland. We've done really well of having people with us for very long periods of time here. Our turnover in the industry is very low compared to our peers. We've got plenty of folks that started with us 15, 20 years ago that are still involved with the business today. We've been able to foster a real culture of innovation and talent in the office here, and I think that's really helped us develop careers and keep people in for the long term.
Are Irish universities producing enough of the type of graduates that you need, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've even seen that shift over the last 20 years or so, where, we used to get a lot of people coming out in accountancy with strong, economic and accounting background. And that trend has, moved more into the technology sector as we've kind of moved into more of a fintech space. We're getting a lot more developers, a lot more product development people out of the university system that I'd say wasn't here 20 years ago, but I think the universities have adapted to the different industries that have been coming into the country.
Does it matter to you guys that Irish universities are not in the top 50, not even in the top 100 universities, according to the THE measure?
Yeah, I don't think we really look at that as much when we're evaluating talent. Like, we're very much focused on the individual that when we're bringing them through the interview process. So, as much as we try to target top universities in any jurisdiction that we're operating in, I think it comes down to the person, and I think that's much more important to us when we're doing the interviews.
You've been very complimentary. What annoys you about doing business in Ireland?
I think the one challenge we always have had, and I think we experienced this a little bit more post-pandemic, we always found we would get great talent in right out of school. They would work with us for about, a year and a half or so, and then everyone would want to go traveling. So I think as a North American company, that was something we weren't used to. So, we've adopted programs where we allow people to take, sabbaticals and things like that for an extended leave, so they're able to go out and kind of do their tour through Australia or Southeast Asia and come back to us. But I think that was a cultural shift we had to adjust to when we came over here.
This is after they leave school, Brian. Is it when they kind of do a so-called gap year?
Yeah, exactly. Or after they start, they work for a year, they save up enough money to be able to go off for 6 months and then they come back. So you kind of you invest in that employee up front. You want to be able to give them a home after they do that traveling to come back and continue to work with us.
All right. Okay. And your new offices is it One Charlemont? They're not the standard office setup, though, are they?
No, it's our first post hybrid model office. So I would say this is it really adapts to the way that people are working now. So we're about a 3 day a week office right now. So we're kind of trying out having more hoteling spaces, a lot more meeting rooms. A lot more collaboration spaces, but it also really gives that flexibility for people that are jumping on Teams calls and Zoom calls to pop into a conference room or a telephone booth and leverage that space as well.
Out of curiosity, how do you find it when it comes to interaction with authorities and the government here in Ireland? Is it easy to get their ear or is it messy?
I think we've had a long-term relationship with the CBI. I think it's been a great, a great working relationship. I think we've taken the approach of keeping a lot of our talent, relatively, localized. I would call us reluctant outsourcers. So I think that's put us in good stead with the regulator. But I think, overall, I think it's been a positive experience for the firm.
Mm-hmm. And housing for your staff, is that an issue?
I think as I talk to people in the office, I think housing for everyone in Dublin is an issue, probably in Ireland in general. We do have a number of folks that are commuting that live in the city, but also a number that commute from the from the outer suburbs. I think the flexibility of allowing that 2 day 2 days a week work from home has alleviated some of that pressure. But I think that's a problem for a number of folks that I talk to here.
I guess it would be, yeah. Brian, thank you very much for joining us. That is Brian Astheimer, head of SEI's investment managers business for EMEA, so Europe, Middle East and Africa, I suspect.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.